You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Class is now in session, and the UPS Store is here to help you ace arriving on campus. Our certified packing experts can pack everything you need, from desktops to decor. Plus, when you pack and ship with us, you get our exclusive pack and ship guarantee. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Restrictions and limitations apply. To get a 20% off packing coupon and for full details, visit theupsstore.com/packing.
Hi, everyone. Okay, so before we start today's episode, I have to warn you, I accidentally had a button pushed on my sound mixer for the recording of this episode.
And I sounded like this for an entire 40 minutes. So if you want, you can still listen to this version.
We're going to post that version of the podcast on our Patreon. But the editors did the best that they could to fix my audio issues. I am so sorry, okay? But I sounded like I'm in a witness protection program, and it was not the intention.
This is what you're avoiding. We fixed what we could.
So if it sounds a little funky,
at least it doesn't sound like this, okay?
Enjoy the episode.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss betting it all at the sperm races, the woman who got arrested for riding dirty, mummy pig's gender reveal, the intergalactic romance subplot that got cut from E.T., and our big announcement, we're headlining HeteroFest. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Oh my God.
Happy New May.
Another year. Jesus.
Happy New May.
Well, you know, there's other places that do New Year at other times, so maybe it is a new year for somebody.
I've had it.
What have you had?
Well, you know, did you feel
the Iranian New Year?
Audience, what does she say?
My blood is boiling.
Clap if you thought April was a little long this year. All those how is it still January people? That was me in April.
I love to tweet. How was it still January? I love to tweet. How's it still January? In February and March. And you know what? It's in the same realm of tweets as it's already Thursday on a Wednesday. Ooh, that shit's good. It's always a hit. It's an engagement farm technique. Listeners, if you're looking to increase your engagement, just say happy Friday, TGIF, on a Tuesday. You're welcome.
I have one of those jobs that just is sending emails, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think about somebody emailing and saying happy Friday, Junior, on a Thursday?
Oh, that's insane. That's deranged. That's unhinged. It's incorrect.
I'll take a Friday Eve. Happy Friday Eve, I'll take. But Friday Junior, I draw the line at.
Friday Junior is giving Mime Junior. I like Mime Junior.
Is that his name?
Mime Junior? Mr. Mime's prequel? Yes. I like.
That's his name?
Rhyme Junior. Yes, Rhyme Junior. You don't know about Rhyme Junior's cute.
Well, happy Friday, Junior, to everyone who's listening this morning. Hey, should we start the show off with some good news?
Sure.
What do you think about famed actress, extraordinaire, icon, legend, finally getting her Hollywood Walk of Star of Fame? Yes, that's right. I am talking about Ellen Pompeo.
Oh, okay. Good.
Thank you. Yes, we are all happy for her. She did it. She paid the fee. She paid the fee. She secured the spot.
Okay.
Now suddenly, when people are all, hey, you want to go look at the Hollywood stars? I'm always a hard no. Now I'll go. Well, I want to see Miss Pompeo's Hollywood star.
I was recently on Hollywood Boulevard. I had to go to my my Halloween costume store because they have the best selection of like
prosthetics.
Yes, and I was doing this. You know the movie The Witches, not the Witch.
The one where the mice, the stinky children.
Yeah, the original 1990, Angelica Houston. And then
I never saw the Anne Hathaway.
You know, it's a kid's movie. It's very a kid's movie. I was like,
there's fart jokes.
Worse. I don't know. Like, you have to watch it and see.
Armpit farting. You know, when they cup the pit and they flap.
I used to do that.
You did it at my 40th.
What's her name? Who's Anne Hathaway's in that one? Stanley Tucci. You know about Bald Man Knows What to Do with the Coochie?
Yeah. Rub their head.
No. You don't know about Bald Man Knows What to Do with the Coochie. Strutting in Milan with
they
Stanley
rub
Tucci?
Their head.
No.
They rub their head.
No. On the Coochie?
Headbutt. Yes, no. They headbutt. Yes. I've heard from the bald community directly.
It's got to be stubbly a little, unless you're naturally bald.
Yeah, you ever get rimmed by a man with a beard?
Well, hey. Hold on. Okay, so strutting in Milan with Stanley Tucci. Bald man knows what to do with the coochie.
Yes.
Okay.
Headbutting it.
Hold on.
You know how like a ram like bucks back and then bucks forward?
Yeah.
Bald men be doing that to coochie, to
to wussy,
to front coochie and back coochie,
boochie.
Yes,
boochie and coochie, woochie.
Yes, all of the oochie.
Okay. So, all right. I guess you could. You know the suction cup dildo. You could just suction that right on top of a bald head.
I've seen it.
It's giving unicorn planet.
It's giving unicorn play for sure.
Okay. Well, that's not what I was getting into. What
are you getting into this May?
I was becoming the witch from The Witches.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I went to go get my prosthetics. Speaking of my prosthetics, I had a big, huge nose, and everyone in the chat was like, what you do, what that nose do?
And they were asking you to gonzo. They're gushy.
Well, I guess I didn't realize a big nose, you can really start swiping. Swiping up in there.
What are you swiping? It's a chip, honey. It's not a swipe. It's a chip.
No, like a little bit of like if you're eating a butt.
So you're thinking a nose can do that, but you don't think a bald head could?
The bald head's crazy. That's like hitting it with a rock. It's wide. There's got to be some type of aerodynamicness. Maybe somebody with a cone head. Conehead might be nice. Conehead might be swiper, no swiping. Okay, so I got my prosthetics. Anyway, I was up there in Hollywood, and every star on the Walk of Fame is now a Pokestop. Not every star, but so many of them. I guess it's been like that. But maybe Ellen Pompeo can be the next Pokestop.
Dang, I would love that. Maybe I'll recommend it.
You're on a streak. I have a new eye while walking around my town. I'm like, ooh, what could be a Pokestop? I need to submit some.
Yeah, once you hit a certain level, make your own.
What's the deal within Pokemon Go right now? All the extra, extra large and the extra, extra smalls. It's like, relax.
It's an event. It's an event.
Okay.
They're doing stuff once a week these days nowadays to get the kids playing again. Well, summer is here. Get outside and play.
Okay. Well, I'm doing it. I'm on a mission to get all my extra, extra larges and extra, extra smalls for my Pokedex.
Hey,
what?
Speaking of getting outside and playing, are you going to Hetero Fest in Boise, Idaho?
Girl, I'm headlining. Mama.
With your bald head, your head button, all the pussies at Hetero Fest?
You could not believe. They said, we need you for the keynote, honey. I said, all righty, here I come. Yeah, no, I'm going to Hetero Fest. Just as, well, I have a panel I'm on at Hetero Fest. Okay. Queering Hetero Fest.
We're calling by the wrong name. I'm sorry. It's Hetero Awesome Fest.
No.
Planned for Boise, Idaho, June 20th and 21st this year during Pride Month.
Yeah, no, I'm headlining Hetero Fest, not Awesome, not the Awesome.
Not Hetero Awesome Fest, it's their sister fests.
We're sister fests. yes, the sister fests. Sister fest?
Well, they're on the front lines of defending traditional family values, you know.
So how's this any different than, like, I don't know.
Church on Sunday.
People hanging out at the mall. Or like a food court. Like it's just a gathering of straight people. Been there, seen that. What are the events?
Well, this one doesn't encourage children to cut off their sex organs, says the founder in an official interview.
Oh, what a stance. Okay. Okay.
Should we go?
I'm booked and busy. I'm going.
What we should do is find out what the hotel, you think people are going to travel for that? Nah.
Nah, I just know Sniffy's is about to be busted.
Sniffing.
Grindr will be popping. Sniffy's will be busting.
This is how you can find your man for the summer. Is it cuffing season? When is cuffing season?
I think it's right before cage... September, whatever the hell. I don't know. What's it called where everyone's caged? Cage Timber. What is that? Locktober. Locktober.
Speaking of nut.
Okay. I've got news.
We were talking about Look Who's Talking last week. We were talking... about did we talk about the sperm racing?
We did not, but we have to because I did some deep dive.
Not only did we discover, I think I sent you this last week, that there was sperm racing happening in California somewhere where all these young college age kids were watching supposed sperm racing.
Yeah,
in the Bay Area,
first of all, so you can go check it out.
So then I saw an update from a sperm doctor who said it's all faked. It's a scam of the year nominee. He said those sperm don't even look like real sperm. The tails aren't long enough.
Oh no. Well then ABC 7 LA, why'd they post a whole expose?
Yeah, well, I will link you to the update from the doctor saying fake news, AI generated sperm racing.
No. Well, I watched the whole video and it's like, it's different college guys giving their sperm. They trained, you know, mind, body, spirit to prepare. And then they raced the sperm and then the loser gets dunked on with creamy. I don't know. It was like a cream tank.
I sent you the TikTok of the doctor saying no way Jose, but I mean if people can watch fake wrestling, then why shouldn't they be able to watch fake sperm racing?
I agree. I agree. And
do you smell what The Rock is cooking? And is it sperm?
I don't think you can cook sperm. It would evaporate so quickly, you'd have a very dry pan.
Crusty pan.
Oh, my God. And to get all the crusty crust off the pan, you would really have a lot of scraping. You know about microplastics?
I sure do. We all do. We all got them.
Would you rather be filled with lead or asbestos or microplastics? Or a little bit of all of it?
As a geriatric millennial, I think I got just enough of all of it.
Yeah, we're filled to the brim. Well, what could possibly go wrong?
Who was that bitch who was made of sugar and spice and everything nice?
Sugar and spice?
Ms. Muffet?
Oh, my God. No, she was not. She was not. She had a bonnet. She wore a bonnet upon it.
Oh, this is all giving. What are little boys made of? What are little boys made of? They're snips and snails and puppy dog tails. Okay, and little girls are made of sugar and spice and everything nice. Well, we're made of microplastics and asbestos and lead.
Yes, I can confirm.
You ever eat a paint chip?
Only if I've got that green onion dip. You know.
French onion dip?
Yes, with the green packaging. It's not green onion. The packaging's green.
Oh, ew. Are you talking about Deans?
Deans!
That's disgusting. There's good kind in Michigan. I'll give it to you sometime.
Okay.
Speaking of giving it to you sometime.
Okay.
Have you ever been in a road rage incident?
Honey, no.
Tell me about the most road you've ever raged.
I have gotten two speeding tickets in one day.
Okay.
And that felt crazy. That felt crazy because the second cop was all, have you ever been pulled over before? And I had to be all, yes.
30 minutes ago, sir.
He's like, how long ago? I'm like, recently.
You were all, you know, you got 20 minutes.
So I was I was a little bit ragey. Rage temper, cage temper.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
No, road rage.
Have you not heard about the Delco dumper?
I don't know even what that means.
Okay, well, don't ask me where Delco is. Hold on, I'll Google it.
Oh, this is a place. Okay, so what are they dumping? Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Girl.
This woman, where is Delco? Oh, it's Pennsylvania, outside of Philly or something.
Girl.
So there's this woman. She's getting followed. She's getting honked at. She's getting chased by a road rage person. She stops her car and gets out and says, please stop following me. And then you know what she does?
What?
She walks over in front of the car, hikes up on it, and shits all over the hood.
Well, that's not going to not escalate things, ma'am.
And when I tell, you haven't seen this on TikTok?
There's video? There's video? Oh,
the entire thing is caught on video.
Okay.
The Delco dumper is making her rounds.
Oh, the dump is real dump.
Well, I wouldn't call it dump. It's more diarrhea.
Well, okay. So is it on the windshield? There's an easy fix for that.
No, honey. It's on the hood. It's on the hood. She hikes up on the hood.
And lets it rip like it's a faucet?
Yes. And it is drippy and leaky.
Well, in her defense, if I were being followed by somebody with road rage, I might get diarrhea. Like that would give me a stress shit, and I honestly I don't hold it against her. I'm team dumper per usual.
So then there's footage of her being arrested. I don't know how people are just so lucky to keep catching all of her actions on film. But they said this, they said her running her own PR for this is everything. She's getting put into the back of the cop car in cuffs and somebody yells, "What'd you eat?"
Well, there's one way to find out.
And she says to camera, "I have a sickness."
whoa. That's like what somebody says before that you find out they're like, you know, they've been bit.
She says, "I have a sickness," through a smile.
Not through a smile. No.
Through a toothy grin, she says, "I have a sickness."
Corey, I think that your timeline is riddled with fake news. What do you mean there's HD footage of the poop, the pooping and the arrest?
No. Well, how could there not be? People wanted to know.
You're right. We live in a surveillance state.
She's a hero in these streets.
In Pennsylvania, I'm sure. Oh, honey, when the slumber party tour went to Pennsylvania,
you thought, now
trust me,
that'll shit on my tour bus.
Me, I got an idea of the people. And can you believe the presidency has decided every time with like 1,000. Road rage shitters in Pennsylvania.
Rust belt, honey. Maybe that's what her sickness was.
That ain't rust on your belt.
It's all over the news. The Delco dumper has been apprehended.
Okay. Well, finally. I was worried. If she was on the loose and on the loose.
Honey, she was. Ooh. She's got a sickness.
Okay.
See, now aren't you glad I started off the episode with the good news about Ellen Pompeo if you knew I was going to escalate into the Delco dumper?
I rewatched The Substance. What if that happens to your Miss Pompeo?
It would never. She's gorgeous.
Not her taking the substance. I just mean somebody spilling a burger on her star.
Oh, maybe. Probably you, because there's a Pokestop there now.
You're right.
Do you think Delco Dumper an early lead for Mother of the Year?
No. No. But I do think the sperm racing, write that down for Scam of the Year. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it written.
Delco Dumper? I mean, I guess write it down as a possible alternate in case we don't have any queens popping off. It's already May, so I mean we have to get the nominations ready.
Hey, are you looking for work this summer?
No. Nope.
Well, dang, I found just the job for you.
Okay. What is it, mama?
Spot and Tango, a dog wellness brand focused on giving your dog the freshest and healthiest meals, is looking for an intern this summer to help take canine oral hygiene to the next level.
Girl, are you doing an ad? Where am I? What kind of alternate universe is going on right now?
No. Do you know what the job listing says for this? Need interns to come and smell the dog's breath after the dog eats the food. They were looking for an intern this summer to evaluate dog breath.
I don't want to do it.
While they look into dental solutions for dogs. You want to sniff?
I don't want to do it. I smell crouton's breath all the time, and it's not good. He does have a little bit of plaque built up, so if they figure anything out, please forward the info. Girl, why are you on LinkedIn getting your news for the pod?
What you'll do, conduct close-up breath assessments on a diverse panel of dogs.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Maintain highly detailed scent notes. Example, hint of tuna ?
No, how much do you get paid? How much is it? Is it paid?
It says internship, so Lord knows it's probably free. Nobody's trying to pay for an internship. Internships are for rich kids.
Speak on that.
I will. How nice to be able to have a job where you don't have to get paid because you don't have to have bills because mommy and daddy.
Girl, are you on one today? What in the hell?
Well, after the, maybe I've got some of that sickness from the Delco dumper.
If I had to pick up an extra shift, I don't think I would do it at the dog sniffing laboratory. I think I would just, I would train and race my sperm. I have I have it in me. I feel like I have, you know, I'm fertile. They used to call me Fertile Myrtle. They still do in some parts. I'm ready to give it my all. I'm ready to do what needs to be done. I'm ready to cross that finish line. Speaking of sperm.
Okay, thank God finally you're going to bring up a topic.
I'm sorry. I couldn't get a word in edgewise. You had back to back.
Sorry. All my topics lined up today and I just carried this episode.
Well, Peppa Pig's mom, Mummy Pig.
Oh, God. Not this again. Peppa Pig's mom. This is your new Duggars. This is your new Duggar.
Well, they are. They are because they're...
Someone slide into your DMs and correct your Peppa family tree?
No, because I got it all right. And anybody who says otherwise doesn't know what I know. Anyway, the pigs had a gender reveal.
For what?
For their new baby.
Who had a baby?
We covered it last week. Mrs. Mummy Pig.
I know. All I know last week is you were mad that Grand Pig's name was Gran.
I don't like it. Let them have identities outside of their relation to Peppa. That's how I feel.
So Mummy Pig had a pig, and did it go to market, or did it go wee-wee-wee-wee?
No, she has not had the pig yet.
She's pregnant with pig.
Yes, she did the gender reveal.
You know, we are very anti-gender reveal party.
I know, but she did it. Well, you know, straight people can't help themselves. They love a little surprise. Oh, it's going to be a... Okay, so what's your money on? What do you think the baby pig's going to be?
I have a much more pressing question.
So far we have Peppa and George. So it's a brother and a sister, and they're going to have a new baby, ... What?
Okay, well, first of all, let me just tell everyone that the average litter of pigs is 7. So I'm supposed to believe this pig is birthing a single pig?
Yes.
Mummy pig's giving birth to un pig.
Un pig. Yeah, well, daddy pig's sperm doesn't quite have it in it.
Low sperm. He's got low sperm count.
Low sperm count over there when daddy pig. But he gets the job done because mummy pig's all knocked up. Well,
I want to know where the other 6 pigs are.
Maybe this new baby pig that's coming ate the others in the womb.
Fair. Okay, I'll give you that. Okay, so it's a boy.
It's a girl.
Damn. My 50-50 was off.
Well, they're thinking about names, but they're not going to give away any names yet.
I bet it starts with a P.
Okay, yeah. I think you're probably right.
Are you trying to push this new baby pig for Mother of the Year?
No, I'm trying to push Mummy Pig as Mother of the Year. Hello? I'm not even trying to push. I wish she would push. Push! Push! Push!
I'm writing down the fact that Mummy Pig only had one pig. Scam of the Year. Scam. I'm sorry.
It's not a scam. Don't victim blame. It's not her fault.
It's not a scam to have less ham.
Oh.
Ma'am?
Ma'am! All right.
They should just name the pig Pam.
Okay, so have you ever bought a popcorn bucket?
You mean a free refill bucket at the AMC?
Yeah, but like the
one that's all got like Batman: The Dark Knight Rises on the side of it.
Not even
you're
not
talking
even
about the Gladiator. You're the, talking about what was
the
what
specially.
Was the one that looked, the Dune Flesh ones. Jack bucket. You're talking about the Dune Flesh Jack bucket.
Well, there's a new one coming. It's a how to train your dragon. Girl, how to train your dragon. And it looks just like the dragon. But like, I thought they were making them fuckable. So I don't think that one's so fuckable. Because it's like, it looks just like the dragon. I guess I don't want to fuck that adorable dragon. I don't think I want to, and I don't think I should or could.
Can you link me?
to the dragon cum dump bucket?
Is it got the popcorn in its gullet?
I think you reach into the mouth, perhaps. Or maybe you take off its head. I don't know. I'm trying to get into the gig on this one, but oh no, yeah, the top of the head leans back, and the popcorn is in the dragon's mouth.
You just had to tell me you don't know what gullet means.
Girl, the gullet is packed to the brim. You can lean the head back. It's unfortunately, there's going to be somebody who fucks it. And
if something exists, it's been fucked, my brother.
It's been my brother. I would like to do a
it's been a fuck it.
I need to do a popcorn bucket fuckability ranking chart or something. Because I know what's fuckable.
Do you?
Well, I guess I don't. What I don't like about this How to Train Your Dragon popcorn bucket is if you were to lean back its head, it then starts looking up at you. And so I don't want that eye contact with that little dragon, whatever the hell. I never saw How to Drain Your Dragon. How to drain your dragon? Do you know how to drain your dragon?
I do.
Honey.
Paula.
Okay, so you know about 9/11?
Yes.
Speaking of draining your dragon. Okay. Yes. The dominoes that have fallen due to 9/11 continue to fall. You know about how people have linked the cancellation of Ellen to 9/11?
Yes.
Okay. Well, a new path has shown itself from the Twin Towers falling. The day after the Twin Towers fell, somebody was sad. and he decided, well, I'm gonna let snakes bite me. I'm done with this world.
Okay, where is this going?
Well,
you've got me hooked.
Well, let's just say the snakes didn't affect him. Okay, quote. On September 12th, 2001, crazed by the terrorist attacks on the previous day and by the death of a friend a few days earlier, this man let himself be bitten by two cobras. He was ready to die, but he built immunity. And after the first bite and the second bite, he was able to live. He was affected. It was all cold. His eyes were drooping. He couldn't talk. He blacked out, but he was still alive. And then he thought, I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep, if I'm able to live, maybe there's something in me. Lo and behold, 200 snake bites later, he is now the reason we have a
unit. On the nose?
Well, I don't know on the nose. 200 times. Mambas, cobras, other species. Well, now we have discovered a universal anti-venom thanks to him. So 9/11... kind of did what needed to be done.
Cured snake bites.
Yes.
Is this real?
It's real. It's in the New York Times.
Snake bite 9/11 guy.
Yes. He'll find him. Anti-venom. Yeah. And now, thanks to the Twin Towers falling, we got that then, I guess.
Okay, hold on. I found this on Snopes.
Oh, no. Is it fake? Oh, they got me? Or did they get me? Or did I get you? Did I get you or what? Or who got who?
Wait, okay, wait.
It's real.
Apparently there's more than one hit when you Google snake bite 9/11 snake bite venom cure.
Oh, right? God. Imagine if 9/11 had snakes on the plane. Honey.
You're right. You're not wrong.
Well,
see, this is why we started with Ellen Pompeo. Good news.
Yeah, you want more good news? Or are you still fact-checking?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, apparently there was a deleted subplot of E.T. that has to do with E.T. and Elliot's mom having a love romance type of something going on.
Isn't that giving Back to the Future when his mom was trying to fuck him?
The Future.
No, this is a spoiler.
Spoiler. No, similar but different in every way. It's who's Mary?
Mother of Jesus.
No, Mary. In E.T.
I don't know. You think I know the E.T. characters by heart?
E.T. Mary. Yeah, no, the mom. So what had happened is apparently there's a whole subplot that got deleted, that was removed, that E.T. is like trying to get up in that human coochie. And he comes into her bedroom with Reese's Pieces and puts them on her bedside table while she's sleeping and naked.
Don't judge how aliens flirt.
I mean, I'm not judging, but I'm just a little like, okay, I'm already traumatized by that movie. Had they kept that in, that would have really changed a lot, like, course of my life.
When's the last time you had a Reese's Piece?
Honey, not soon enough. It's been way too long. I love Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, I think M&M's get the respect that Reese's Pieces deserve.
Ooh, now that's a hot take that's just quite right. You're so correct.
Thank you. Yeah. I usually am. I check Snopes.
Well, that makes one of us. And that, you know what? That's what makes a good podcast, I think. One does check Snopes, one does not check Snopes.
Listen, I don't think we're news.
Well... For somebody out there is considering this the news.
If you didn't know the Delco Dumper and now you do, you're welcome.
Yeah, the people are getting what they need out of us. I think a lot of people are avoiding the news these days. The news these days nowadays, did you see Trump posting the picture of him as the Pope?
Yeah, I did, and I would love my religious family members to speak on it, but of course they won't because they're in a cult.
It's crazy. Imagine if Obama did that. Do you know how that would go over?
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Crazy time.
Star crazy.
Star crazy. Star crazy.
All right, where can people find you? At the sperm racing court?
Yeah.
Shitting on someone's hood or someone's car?
Yeah, after I lose all my money at the sperm racing. I got all my money on Big Willie.
Taking snake bites for science?
No, you can catch me betting it all on my Big Willie.
Okay.
Okay. Where can people find you?
You can catch me riding dirty.
Oh,
you know
God,
I mean.
No! Oh, I do. No, actually, right. Sorry, I take it back. You can find me headlining Heterofest. All right. It's okay.